Deseret News columnist Steve Eaton.
It's that time of year again when newspapers start running those stupid stories. I hope you hear this before they do. It might save Thanksgiving for someone. For some reason, every year, each newspaper will run two or three stories from nutritionists or other skinny people, giving us helpful advice on how to get through the holidays without enjoying them. At this time of year, the stories focus on how to come up with healthy substitutes for a nice Thanksgiving dinner. They will suggest that you come to your Thanksgiving dinner with a handful of nuts and twigs in your pocket. If it's really a special occasion, they'll say there's no reason you can't cook up a veggie burger, put it in a baggie, and bring it with you. You can also have fake cauliflower mashed potatoes and substitute stuffing from your pillow as an alternative to the real kind that comes out of the turkey. Who invites these people to dinner anyway? Why can't we leave them at home to drink lukewarm water and feast on alfalfa sprouts while they watch the Nature Channel? You know, don't you, that if you turn on a football game on TV after dinner, they'll start talking about how the football team should be replaced by the chess club and how much better it would be if we all went to stadiums on Saturdays to watch professors do research. It's true that there are high-calorie foods that are traditionally part of Thanksgiving dinner, but that's what the dinner is for. If you make it a tofu dinner, by definition, you've created maybe a tofu surprise dinner, but that's not a Thanksgiving dinner. I know, however, that some of you are just crying out for dieting tips for the holidays, so here are four healthy eating tips for Thanksgiving I'm willing to share. 1. Just the way extra cheese on pizza can crush calories, gravy can be used to wash off calories. The effective use of gravy during Thanksgiving dinner is a smart way to keep your calorie count low. 2. If you feel guilty about eating fattening food, just remember to exhale quickly out of the corner of your mouth like Popeye would. It looks sort of funny, but common sense tells you that if you blow the calories off your food before you swallow, you'll get all the flavor and joy of the calories without the side effects of extra weight. 3. Healthy people are right about the importance of fruit in your diet. Start off your Thanksgiving day with a frosted raspberry-filled Pop-Tart or fill a bowl with Fruit Loops without adding any sugar to them. Be healthy and eat Fruit Loops the way nature intended them to be eaten. 4. Sometimes healthy people will trick you into coming over to Thanksgiving dinner acting as if they intend to celebrate the holiday with you. The first sign that you've been duped usually is when they start with salad and then start complaining that they're full before they're done eating the salad. If this happens, just play along with it. Look for a reason to excuse yourself so you can go home and eat dinner. Usually saying something about needing to get home to watch C-SPAN will work. Don't use the excuse that you're so full that you want to go for a walk to work off the calories. They'll just want to come with you. Stick with C-SPAN. Even healthy people don't watch C-SPAN, but they'll be impressed that you do. It's a lot like drinking warm water. I hope these tips help. After Thanksgiving dinner, it will be time to diet again. If you're like me, you know you have to do it. Thanksgiving dinner is the exception to the rule. The rest of the time, you must be disciplined and learn to suffer. Remember, there can be no exceptions. Unless, of course, there's a good football game on or a professor nearby who is doing some research. This is Steve Eaton.